This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 12:19. It says there, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." End of quote. A person who forgives ends up winning. This is the reason why you should choose forgiveness. Alan Paton, a South African author and anti-apartheid activist, said this: "When a deep injury is done to us, we never recover until we forgive." End of quote. It is a true statement. What is the opposite of forgiveness? Vengeance. By vengeance, we never recover. However, by forgiveness, we do. Forgiveness frees you up to move on with no regrets. On the contrary, vengeance and retributive thoughts make you a prisoner because you do not feel free until the retaliation is done. You see, you are hooked to another person who hurt you, and you feel bitter and angry toward him or her. It affects your health, peace, and overall well-being as well. There is a reason why Jesus said, "If you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive what you have done." You see, God bless and grants peace to those who are willing to forgive. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. Sometimes you may not be able to forget. Still, you can forgive from your heart. Besides, when you forgive others, God says He would forgive yours. You see, we all need forgiveness of our trespasses and mistakes from God. The main issue, you and I would not experience forgiveness unless we are willing to forgive others. You see, we are not going to experience God's forgiveness and peace unless we are willing to forgive others. This itself says forgiveness is the better and safer route we must take in our daily lives. When you look back and think, remember, God forgave you several times, didn't He? See, you are still living. Earning money to live is because He forgave you countless times. He could have knocked you down, however, He did not yet, only because of the extent of His forgiveness. If that is what you have received, then this is what you need to offer in turn. Secondly, you need forgiveness again from God in future. Jesus said, "If you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you." Forgiving others keep the inflow of forgiveness to you from God. We cannot afford to lose God's forgiveness in your life. Thirdly, unforgiveness makes you only a more miserable person. You see, it makes you someone else's prisoner. You think you have the right for the vengeance. However, you remain as the other person's prisoner. You become more unhappy, angry, frustrated, and miserable. More than all, you lose your sweet fellowship with the loving Lord. That makes you more miserable. The Bible says God owns vengeance, not you. Romans 12:19 says, "Never take your own vengeance. Beloved, you leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." End of quote. This is a quotation from Deuteronomy 32:35, where the Lord God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." You see, we must leave room for God to avenge, not taking revenge in our hands. The context of Deuteronomy passage is God avenges His own people for their stubbornness and foolishness. He also repays for the wickedness of their enemies. He is fit to repay. He is good to repay with all justice and fairness, so we can relax and rest on His command of forgiveness. No matter what, the truth remains. No matter what, this truth remains. A person who forgives always ends up winning. This is a principle to keep in mind. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me forgive others who hurt me. I need the empowerment of your Holy Spirit to keep on forgiving. I know you forgave multitudes of my sins and mistakes. This truth helped me to forgive others. I believe you forgave all of my sins because of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. I know Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. And I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.